All right, so it is 3 minutes after the hour. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on your location. Welcome to the annual member meeting of the Peering DB. It's April 19, 2018, 1600 UTC, calling meeting order at 1603. First, I would like to thank you all for your time and your continued support of Peering DB, and look forward to your feedback. And on the agenda, the first item on the agenda is the approval of the meeting, the approval of the meeting minutes from 2017, April 20th. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes from 2017. Joe Snyder's.
Thank you. Thank you. Any objections? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on from that, our next item on the agenda is the financial update and call for sponsors. And I will hand this over to you, Chris Caputo.
Okay. I sent out a report for the end of 2017. And I guess the general state of the organization is good. Since that report, I'm happy to report that Peering DB has zero debt. Substantial funds have been spent on product development, or I should say development of the software by both instruction from the product committee and the admin committee. I'm happy to answer any questions, and also I encourage people to work with their employers and become sponsors if you're in DB.
Thank you, Chris. Are there any questions or comments from the attendees on the financial update? Hearing none. We'll move on to the admin committee update. Arnold Nipper to lead.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Aaron. So the admin committee is responsible for the day-to-day end user support and is also the first point of contact for any queries to Peering DB. It further takes care of the consistency of the DB content-wise. We currently consist of 10 members. And for the last period, from April last year to March this year, the outgoing members were Kate Gary, Florian Hippler, Eric Linsky, Eduardo Ascenso Reyes, Michael Still, and Sama Abdelhafez. Sama joined the product committee instead. So big thanks to all these people, fine people who did tremendous work to admin committee. So what did we do in the last year? We roughly worked on 10,000 tickets, and that means we had between 750 and 1,000 tickets per month. The resolve time varied between 5 hours and 20 hours, and in the last months, more going towards 5 hours and less. Since Peering DB version 2.2.0, there's also automatic creation and approval process of network and organization records, and this helps the admin committee a lot in dealing with the requests. We still need more work on this tool, as the RDAP information and the WHOIS information is not in a consistent state, so that the admin committee still has to work on network names and organization names. Since version 2.8.1, the submission process also is now transactional rather than via email. This is more reliable. This is also the big advantage that the requests can be monitored, queued, and be followed up. And last start, AC is doing is DB cleansing. That means that we are currently working to get all the LAN information for the IAccess. This will also help us that networks are not longer able to put in faults IP address records. What we also do is check and complete facility information together with our partner Inflect. So we have one. So Nell from Inflect is also a member of the AC, and she mainly deals with facility requests. So we had one specific incident a couple of days ago. Actually, it was on, I guess it's a Good Friday until the Tuesday after Easter. We had an incident with the API, which that the submission of requests. We run into an API rate limiting, which blocked the submission of tickets for 4 days. This has been resolved by now. And overall, I guess the AC is doing well, and big thanks really go to all the AC members for their continued work. Is that one?
Thank you very much for the update, Arnold. And yes, thank you very much to the admin committee members, the volunteers for all their strong work and continued support of the members and users of PeeringDB. Are there any questions or comments from those on this meeting for Arnold about the admin committee? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, the Operations Committee update, and that will be presented by Joop Schneiders.
Thank you, Aaron. The PeeringDB Operations Committee was formed in September 2017, and the formal kickoff was in October. The purpose of this committee is to, with a group of volunteers, ensure that PeeringDB services are operational and available and are well within the performance characteristics that we would expect from the service. We do this work in cooperation with the primary vendor of the PeeringDB software. And at the end, there's for this specific committee. Looking back a little bit, the biggest change in PeeringDB operational aspects was that in January 2018, we moved from hosting without service level agreements to hosting in the cloud, where we actually have support and have constructed things in a way where multiple volunteers can help and interact with the PeeringDB systems. This also means that we are no longer relying on sponsored resources, but that we are using PeeringDB funds to purchase these cloud services. I want to delve a little bit into the technology itself. The PeeringDB application stack can be split up in multiple parts. One is email, database, web server frontends. And out of those, we have email and database as proper cloud applications, where we consume them as services rather than applications that we manage ourselves. And I expect that more and more aspects of the PeeringDB application stack will be ported over to similar cloud approaches. The largest challenge since the migration was the delivery of email. In the past, the creation of tickets that go towards the admin team were dependent on spoofing from addresses, and this worked less reliable in the new hosting environment than in the old hosting environment. But this was addressed by using an API rather than using email as part of the workflow, and this has hugely improved the reliability of ticket creation. API usage is the fastest growing aspect of the PeeringDB services. It appears that more and more companies are creating integrations with PeeringDB. And this is, I think, a very encouraging sign about network automation. So I hope to continue that growth over the months and years to come. Looking forward, the next priority for the operations team is to achieve a form of horizontal scaling for the web server part of the setup. The operations committee is actively working to increase Peering the Bees performance. And furthermore, we are to define an operational service level policy. This is a document that will detail how we characterize the performance of Peering the Bee, what uptime parameters we expect, how fast responses should be, and how fast what type of responses should be, how often we make backups, how often we test restores. So basically a document outlining what it is the operations committee strives to achieve. Then I would like to conclude my update by asking the attendees of this call whether there are one or two volunteers to help operate Peering the Bee. If you're interested in volunteering your time to ensure that Peering the Bee is fast and reachable, what we require is experience with Linux, with the major cloud providers, Ansible and Python. And if you're interested in this, please send me an email or reach out via other means. Without volunteers, this committee perhaps has too few people at the moment. So I hope that you will take this under consideration or perhaps recommend this volunteer position to one of your colleagues or friends. That's the update from my side. If there are any questions, the floor is open.
Thank you for that update, Yob. Hearing no comments, we will move on to the product committee update, and I will hand it over to Eric Luce to present.
Yes, hi everyone. So, as you know, the Peering the Bee committee is charged with steering the future product development and is also responsible for the market outreach effort, so that we try to gather improvements and ideas from the community and that we can then implement afterwards. There are 12 members, which includes the liaison officer from the board and Greg, who's mainly focused on doing the marketing effort. In terms of the activities, we've done 10 releases last year. We gather issues from the community through the central repository at GitHub, where we track and we commit to answer incoming requests via a hot seat mechanism. That means that there's always one person from the product committee who commits to look at the incoming issues every day, so that we have a turnaround time of something like 24 hours on a first feedback or at least a sorting into what we will do with the issue. Based on the issues that are coming in, we have with our vendor a agreement to resolve one major issue and four minor issues. These are essentially packages of hours that can be spent. So we closed 132 issues since April 2017. Now there's a constant flood of new ones coming in, so that remains a constant challenge. We've done also some additional development efforts outside of this maintenance contract, which was project 210 in the issues. You can go and look. That were 228 issues from the backlog that were delivered. Then there was another project, ID 116, which was the integration with the IXF database feed to increase data quality. And now the most recent ongoing activity is project 118, which is preparing Peering the Bee for internationalization. So the first step was to create the ability to support language packs. So that's the summary from my side. If there's any questions, do let me know.
Thank you for the update, Eric. Hearing no questions or comments, we'll move on to the next item, which is a technical and policy open Q&A for anybody on this meeting. Does anybody have any questions around the technical and or policy or operation questions? Okay. Well, hearing none, I'll just add that the organization, the board, the supporting committees strive to operate this organization based on member and PeeringDB user feedback. Everything we do is well documented on docs.peeringdb.com, as well as all contact information for all committees. And we are certainly always open to your feedback and want to make sure that we are performing as the community expects us to. We've just had our annual face-to-face meeting for updating our strategy and our operational objectives, which will be sent out to the governance list in the coming week or so. And I encourage you all to review the strat plan and the operational objectives to make sure that we are continuing to serve you as you'd like to be served. I will ask once again if there are any questions before we move on to the next item. All right, hearing none, next item on the agenda is voting. The PeeringDB Board of Directors election is open, opened up on April 15th, and it closes on April 29th at 2359 UTC. I encourage all members of the organization to use their member rights and vote for your board candidates. We have two seats coming up for election and three candidates running. If for some reason you have not received your ballot, please contact secretary@peeringdb.com. And with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn this member meeting. Joke.
Second.
Aye.
Cheers. Thank you, everybody, for your time and participation, and I look forward to communication with you in the future on our governance list. And thank you again for your support and time.